Good morning. What a nice crowd. What a nice crowd. I'd like to say it's because you're so holy, but I got a feeling a lot of y'all stayed up and watched the basketball game last night. Is that it? You know, who won? Actually, I don't care. All I care about is when does college football begin again? That's all that matters right now. You know, of course, today is the fourth Sunday in Lent, traditionally known as Laetare Sunday. Of course, as you all know, I don't need to remind you, Laetare is Latin for, don't I look fabulous in this? In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Let me ask you a question. Do we have them fooled? Do we have them fooled? Do they think that we are rich, successful, happy, intelligent? Do they think we have it all put together? And better yet, do they think that we are faithful, we're prayerful, and we're pious? Do we have them all fooled? Because remember what we read in the first reading from the book of Samuel. Not as man sees, does God see. Because man sees the appearance, but God looks into the heart. The truth is, my friends, you know as easily as I, humans, they can be easily fooled. They can be fooled by our actions and our outward appearances. But God is no fool. God is no fool, for we will not be judged on how we appear, but rather when we stand before God one day, we will be judged on how we lived. You see, God, He knows all our thoughts. He knows all our thoughts that we think no one knows. He knows all our words. Our words when we think no one is listening, and He sees all our actions when we think no one is looking. God is no fool. Great reading from the book of John today, wasn't it? The Gospel of John today, wasn't it? Great reading. Wasn't that awesome? Cured a blind man. Wasn't that great trick, right? Wonderful trick. That's awesome. I want you to think about that. What if I could do that? Imagine, if you will, if I too was able to give hearing to the deaf, make the mute speak, the blind see, the lame walk. Imagine that. Better yet, let's go even deeper. What if I could make the short tall, the bald hairy, and the meek muscular? That would be a trick, my friends. People would come from all over the world, wouldn't they? They'd come all over the world to our little Dawsonville. And then we'd be able to build a church. Oh, we'd build a church. We would build a church that would rival St. Peter's in Rome. But there's a problem. There's a problem, my friends. Even if I was able to do all of those things by the grace of God, even if I was able to do all those so-called miracles, there would be a problem. Because the truth is, all of those things would be temporary. Because whether we want to hear it or not, or think about it or not, all of us one day are going to die. No matter how perfect we make ourselves exteriorly, no matter how put together we may appear to others, one day we are all going to die. And that's what we all have in common. Young and strong, old and meek, one day we will all die and we will all stand before God and we will be judged. So then, why do we work for things? Why do we work for things so hard that do not last while ignoring that one everlasting gift, that one gift that can give us everything we want for free? Yes, that one gift that can bestow upon us life, eternal happiness, and also a better relationship. Not only a better relationship with God, but a better relationship with other people. What if we could have that gift? And of course, the gift I'm speaking of is the one that we ignore the most. And that's the sacrament of confession. The sacrament of confession where every sin is wiped away and a joy of and a closeness to Jesus Christ is bestowed upon us. My friends, when we walk out out the door of a confessional, we too should be reciting those words of St. Paul to the Ephesians. You were once in darkness, but now you are in the Lord. Live as children of the light, for the light produces goodness, righteousness, and truth. That's how we should feel when we walk out that door. But I know the idea of going to confession, it's frightening. Just thinking about it, I know it's giving a few people some clammy hands. It's frightening not only for converts, but also for cradle Catholics. Heck, my friends, in a couple of days on Tuesday, I'm going to go see my own confessor. And I too am filled with a little trepidation. You know what we call people who aren't afraid to go to confession? Crazy. Because it's frightening. It is frightening. But you want to know what's scarier? Not being forgiven. Not being forgiven. Losing our salvation and eternal damnation to hell. That's more frightening. Could you imagine losing your soul because you were afraid? Not being before God one day because you were afraid. You were embarrassed or too prideful. Too prideful to walk through that door and receive that greatest gift for absolutely free. My friends, instead of us coming up with excuses why we can't go to confession, whether I'm afraid or whatever it may be, instead of us coming up with confessions, why don't we think this instead? I love you, Lord. I love you above all things in this world. I love you more than my pride, more than my fear, more than my embarrassment. I love you more than this sin that I need to get off my soul in order to grow closer to you. Yes, my Lord, I too have fallen. I have fallen in this life of sin the exact same way that you fell on your way to Calvary. But like you today, I desire to get back up. You see, my friends, it's not so much in sinning that we fail God. It's not so much in the sinning that we fail God. It's rather in our refusal to get back up and go back to Him. You see, my friends, lest we forget, each and every one of us, young and old, we are a child of God. We are a beloved one of the Lord. Do any of you actually think that there is nothing God cannot forgive you of, that there's something that He won't forgive you of? Saint Mother Teresa of Calcutta, Mother Teresa, did you know that she used to go to confession every single week? Think about that for a second. For those of us who only try to go, if best, once a year and still walk through that door and say, I can't think of anything, Mother Teresa went every single week. A reporter once asked her, Mother, is that what makes you so holy? Is that what makes you so holy? Is that you go to confession so often? You know what her response was? She said, My son, I don't go to confession because I'm holy. I go to confession because I'm a sinner. My friends, we're all sinners. We're all sinners in need of healing and forgiveness. Why? Because this is not heaven. This is earth. This is earth where there's going to be pain and suffering and things aren't going to be fair and someone's going to betray you. And there's going to be tears and there's going to be jealousy and there's going to be lust and there's going to be addiction. And the truth is, none of us are self-made people. We cannot make it on our own, not in this world. We need Jesus Christ. Everybody in this entire world needs Jesus Christ. To the core of our being, we need Him. And the good thing is, my friends, let us remember, Jesus came into this world not to call the righteous, but he came to call the sinners. For the physician is called to heal the sick, not those who are well. My friends, Jesus understands all of us. He understands our trials and our tribulations and our temptations. He even knows when you walk through that confessional door, he even knows maybe this isn't the first time that you have said this sin in confession. Heck, my gosh, maybe this isn't even the 100th time that you said it. But he doesn't condemn you. He does not condemn you. Instead, he readily forgives you and asks you now today with the grace of God, try and sin no more. Generally, after a cancer surgery, one of the first things a family or the patient may ask the doctor about the tumor, the cancerous tumor, did you get it all? You see, my friends, even if the doctor had left just a little bit, it can grow back, can it? They know if the doctor did not get it all, they are not yet healed. It's the exact same way in the confessional. It's the exact same thing in the confessional. When we confess our sins, if we do not confess it all, we too cannot be healed. You know, in seminary, we used to say about the confessional, when you walk through that door, accuse yourself. Don't excuse yourself, and then receive the mercy of God. Be honest. Be honest in the confessional. Be forthcoming. Don't be like the farmer who went to his priest and made the confession, I stole a rope and forgot to say that there was a horse tied to the other end. My friends, when we walk into that confessional, hold nothing back. Hold nothing back. And receive all of the grace of God, all of the grace that he wants to give to you. And finally, there's a beautiful story about a religious sister, Monsignor Lopez. Monsignor Lopez told at the mission, he stole the story from, gave me no credit whatsoever. He tells this beautiful story, true story, about a religious sister who claimed that she not only saw Jesus Christ, she even spoke to him. And so the bishop of her diocese sent for her, and he asked her, sister, do you really see Jesus? Do you really speak to him? And she looked at him, and she said, yes, Your Excellency, I do speak to Jesus. And he said to her, all right, sister, the next time you meet and speak to Jesus, I want you to ask him this question. I want you to ask him, what was the worst sin I ever confessed to God? What's the worst sin I ever made a confession of in the confessional? The sister left. A few months later, she came back. The bishop asked her, well, sister, did you see the Lord and speak to him? Yes, Your Excellency, I did. And did you ask him, did you ask our Lord, what's the worst sin I ever confessed in the confessional? She said, yes, Your Excellency, I did ask him. And what did he say, asked the bishop. And the nun smiled at him and said, our Lord said, I don't remember. God is not like humans. Once forgiven, always forgotten. In the confessional, once forgiven by God, always forgotten. He will not bring it up to you and throw it back in your face one day. Once forgiven, always forgotten in the confessional. You see, Jesus, he gets it all. And so this Lent, receive that gift. Stop putting it off. Stop making excuses. Receive that gift. Come to the confessional, whether it's at this church or Good Shepherd or St. Luke's or whatever Catholic church. Come to confession. This Friday, I'll be hearing confession from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. every hour on the hour. Come, receive this gift for free, that eternal, that life-giving, that life-changing gift that Jesus so desperately wants to give each and every one of us. My friends, Jesus came into this world to show us the light so that we would no longer be blinded by the illusions of this world. So then I say to each and every one of us, come out of the darkness. Come out of the darkness and become the person the Lord knows that you truly are. Become that person that you want to be. Become that beloved and renewed child of God who now walks in the light. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.